Do you know what those labels are on the fruits and vegetables that you buy?
Yes, I do know what those labels are. There's a code.
Most people don't.
Okay, we'll talk about that for a moment. There's a code, a little sticker, that little irritating sticker that you have to wash off when you bring home your fruit and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Normally has a 4-digit code on it, right?
Right.
That code is supposed to help people understand when you check out, it codes where it came from and what it is. Now, sometimes there's a 5-digit code.
What's the 5th digit?
9 in front of that 4-digit code, it means it's organic. If there's an 8 in front of that 4-digit code, it means it's been genetically modified. Now, you generally won't see the 8. And the contention is that you won't see the 8 because they can't really track that anymore. Because, you know, you're planting corn in a field that's considered organic next to a field that's not considered organic, and they're cross-pollinating each other, and you just don't know anymore whether it's modified or not. You just don't know. I really think there needs to be a conversation about more accurate labeling, just so people know. I don't think they're going to stop eating stuff because it's modified necessarily, but they just want to know and have the choice. Give people some credit that they can figure this out for themselves. In some cases, genetically modified food isn't always a bad thing. It makes the shelf life longer. It sometimes makes it bigger. It increases the output. So it's not always a bad thing. Let's stop being afraid of all these things and listening to all the fear-mongering and figure out what exactly it is.
That seems rather moderate to me, and a moderate approach.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it sounds like no agenda.
No, there is no agenda. Food Nation Radio Network does not have an agenda. We just want to know, and we want to inform other people. That's all. That's all.
And make sure you're feeding your family the best possible food that you can afford.
Right.
That's all.
And you know what? You may not be able to afford perfect food all the time. And we're not going to make you feel badly about that. That's okay. All right?